Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm levitating. Oh, that's such a good song. I just love her. Hey, I wanted to remind you that next week on the 9th, on Wednesday, we're starting back up our 11K a day national contest. It's coming back. It's 11 chances a day, every weekday, for you to win $1,000. Oh, $1,000. Who doesn't want $1,000? $1,000. Hey, Summer, here I am with my $1,000.
I'd like that, for sure.
I'm a thousandaire. Woo! Mm-hmm. So the 11K a day is coming back starting Wednesday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Visit allnaturalstone.com. And if you're looking for ideas, follow them on Instagram. They've got a great page, and they post all kinds of cool, neat ideas.
Right. Big slabs of stone and really super cool tile. Got it.
I love those book-matched big slabs that they put up.
Yep.
I feel like any house would be so style. Like whether you do your shower in one of those big slabs, so all the walls sort of look so good, right?
It's beautiful. I know exactly the ones you're talking about that they posted yesterday. I was like, oh, look at that. That looks so amazing.
So, like to just be so you'd never break the continuity
right.
of
it's
the...
just...
Anyway, sorry. Here's what's happening. Weather today is going to be more of the same. Maybe the overcast or clouds will hang a little longer than yesterday, but you'll see plenty of sunshine. Should be real nice today. Another great summer day. I told you I would look this up when you asked me about it. So the A's and the Giants are both still in first place as
we speak. Number one.
So there's that info. And also, while we're on sports for 1 second, NBA playoffs last night, the Lakers and Blazers both lost must-win games. So have a rad summer.
The Blazers are out.
It was fun having you in fourth period. Hope you get laid. Check you next year.
Sign in the yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So now who's advancing? Like, where are we at in the playoffs?
So I was with the Blazers. Like, that's the team I was trying to root for since the Warriors were out.
Right.
The Sixers have moved on. And while I'm not a big fan of the team they currently have on the court, we spent half a minute in Philly. Mm-hmm. So I'll take them. I got them through this thing. I don't think they're going to do well. But, you know, we'll see. Utah is pretty good. But I don't know.
So they're still in.
The Warriors are out. So for most people around here, they're like, bleh. Doesn't mean you won't watch a game. It just means that, you know, your team's not in there.
Right. You still like basketball.
Right. I'll certainly put it on. I like it. All right. So it is National Donut Day. There's a few places running deals, as we've already mentioned. So, and most people, it's like over 90% of people asked say, yeah, I love a donut.
Mm-hmm. It's it's America.
It's not unanimous, but right. It's pretty darn close.
That is, it's one of our favorite foods. I used to love like weekends. You go see your grandma, and you know, someone would have picked up a dozen donkeys and brought them over, and you'd be all, oh, I get to have a donut. Oh, I even like those. Are they Entenmann's? They sure. do like a powdered, so there's like a powdered.
Oh, I like the chocolate one.
Kind of a brown powdered.
Chocolate one's good. Mm-hmm. I like
yeah,
that
the
one
chocolate
too.
Ones are good. And then just the plain Dunkin', you know, Dunkers. I love donuts.
The average person eats 31 donuts a year.
Oh, I don't eat anywhere near 30.
I used to go to Ace Donut. When I was in high school, I went to Ace Donut every day. Like, and I'd get a donut and a soda every day.
So you had 365 donuts a year.
Well, however many days you go to school, I had a donut every day, every school day.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's kid stuff.
I know. Well,
that
now
stuff
as grown
doesn't
up,
stick to you yeah. when you're a kid.
Oh, I know. You're just going to run that off. That's pure. You need those carbs.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a grown up, really, the times you have donuts are when they come to work.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So, well, I don't know. There's plenty of, look, if you love a donut and that's sure. your, you know, that's your gimme each day, then good for you. Glazed is everybody's favorite type. Then Boston cream, chocolate frosted, jelly donuts, and chocolate cake donut. Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' are the favorites. Only 3% prefer the Entenmann that you buy at the grocery store. Let's see.
Do they list Honeydew on the East Coast? There's this Honeydew donut.
No.
It's like the competitor over there. But those, they do good. Their donuts are like on the big side. I'm like, oh, let's go. Oh,
I've never heard of the Honeydew.
Honeydew. I think it's like a, I want to say it's like a bear licking a honey, licking a beehive or something.
Huh?
Yeah.
I think that was around when you were a kid or just yes. since you've been back to visit?
No. That's it's been around a while. There were a few. It seems like they're a pretty good sized chain back there. But the Honeydew donut.
Our Ace donut was just a random.
Oh, it was a single
family that, like, you know.
What about Happy Donut? Is there just the one in San Francisco, or are they a chain too?
I think they're a chain.
Okay,
yeah, I think so. Anyway, Donut Day, everyone, and you can
donuts.
Get a free donut at Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' today if that's something you're into.
When's the last time you had a donut, Sarah?
Probably work.
Okay, because I have a photo of you with a box of donuts. The last time I went to Happy Donuts. And
you
I
came
was,
back with a dozen donuts, and there's me like, oh,
yeah,
I can't
holding
wait to
the
stick
box.
My face in this.
So I
don't even take the donuts out. I just put it up to my face like a trough. Take a bite out of each donut.
We all know our governor is facing recall.
Yeah.
This is one way to get out of it. It reminds me very much of the elementary school promise that, you know, the school people running for president, I'm going to put Kool-Aid in all the drinking fountains.
Mm.
As Gavin Newsom says, the pandemic may be going away, but your to-go cocktails don't have to. So if you're enjoying the order a drink, pick it up and take it home, you know, that your favorite bartender who makes it just the way you like it.
Oh, I know that guy.
That's going to continue after the economy fully reopens on June 15th. They say, yep, you can still get your drinks to go.
So they're making that legal now. You can.
Well, they're working on it, but at least for now, it's getting a reprieve or whatever you want to. They'll let it ride until they can officially put it on the books. Look, this next story, I do realize there are people who might say, you know, don't make fun of our culture, and that's not what's happening here. But it is very different when you hear a story like this, just how incredibly different things are in other countries. So this is about a series of unfortunate events from USA Today. A groom ended up marrying the sister of his bride.
Oh.
After his bride collapsed and died earlier in the wedding ceremony. This is in India.
Hang on, that didn't just stop the ceremony?
No, it did not. The incident happened in India, where a woman named Surabhi and a man named Mangesh were tying the knot in a Hindu ceremony. Now, I think we talked about this when the Jonas brother was marrying an Indian woman.
Yeah,
what's her name?
Priyanka Chopra married Nick.
And it was like a days-long event, the Indian wedding.
4 days, I
yeah,
think.
Three or four yeah. full days of... Mm-hmm. And so, they made a Bollywood film during it.
Remember that this is, when I say ceremony, the ceremony, I believe, lasts a couple days. So we're not talking about a two-hour event. And yet, it's still within the course of this marriage that this woman passed and he married the sister.
He probably couldn't get the deposit back on the venue.
Right. Weddings are expensive. Listen.
They were exchanging garlands at one point during the Indian wedding there, and there's a name for that, which I can't pronounce, but the woman collapsed. A doctor was called in to treat her. She'd suffered a heart attack. The doctor pronounced the bride dead right there.
How old is this person? A heart attack?
I believe we're talking about young people.
Right.
And we're talking about an arranged marriage.
Of course.
So that's something that's normal in India. Anyway, the doctor pronounces her dead. The families of the bride and groom decide, since there's a younger sister, let's go through with this. Now, in reading it, what you realize is this marriage is more about the families than it is about the two people who are getting married.
100%. It's the families. It's a benefit to the family.
So just that alone makes you feel like, wow.
I really wish I knew the ages of all these people. Like, are we talking about a 15-year-old sister who was just like, doo-doo-doo, it's not my time yet?
I can't speak to that because it's not in this story. Again, I'm reading this from USA Today. But the younger sister did end up marrying the groom right there. And they say here that, hold on, I want to make sure I get this right.
So she doesn't have a second to mourn her sister. And the families can't go, I'm sorry, but our darling daughter just died. It's all, come on, get next in line.
The original bride obviously she passed away and was in another room while premises.
God, there's no break to mourn or bury or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. It's so crazy when you see that they're like in the middle of this ceremony, the woman passes and they put her in another room, call the sister up to pinch hit, and boom. The wedding goes on as if nothing had happened. Meanwhile, you would think, and look, I don't care where you're from. If you're a parent, you love your kid.
Of course
that just
you do.
That's human. That's not, I mean, I can't imagine
that transcends culture. We love our children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. We're talking about a family who just lost a daughter. And now they're all, forget about that. Let's get the other kid up here. I don't understand what would...
Sentence. Let me read this to you.
Yes, please.
It was a bizarre situation as the wedding of my younger sister took place while the dead body of the other sister was lying in another room, said the brother of the family members.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the wedding went on and the family stayed together and it's just a strange cultural phenomenon that I...
How do you celebrate? How are you not weeping as this whole thing is happening?
I don't know, but that's why I thought I'd share it because it's
well,
one of
you're
those...
right about the cultural differences. It's like I guess that they grit their teeth and they go, "This is what needs to happen." Is everyone agreed? Okay, let's proceed. And they can compartmentalize it somehow and do their grieving afterward. I mean, I don't understand it, but you said it right there in the beginning. This is someone else's culture,
right?
We're not meant to understand it.
It's just to try and put yourself in that situation without...
I couldn't do it. I'd be a mess. I just lost a child, and now I'm... And the sister lost her sister.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bottled up feelings there,
Maybe no
I'm
one
guessing.
Likes the sister very much, you know?
This is sort of off a side... conversation of marriage. A new study looked at various ways people ask for prenuptial agreements, and they found the best way to get a prenup is to not use the word prenup. Apparently that triggers hard feelings.
I see.
And yet repackaging a prenup as a, what do they call it?
Marriage.
An insurance policy.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know how you exactly plan on getting that past someone without them ever realizing, wait a minute, this is a prenup.
I think that maybe you just don't want to say the words. I think a marriage contract.
They use that as well, a marriage contract. That's right. Instead of saying prenup, call it a marriage contract or a marriage insurance policy. Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I do think there are people who believe it's, and maybe this is for convenience purposes, because they do not want a prenup. They want access to whatever monies might be available to them if this thing...
Yes, go south. I don't... Yeah. Okay. You know, when you marry as kids, it's one thing. I wouldn't have been surprised if you and Dusty had had a prenup, because you're both established human beings in middle age. You know what I mean? So that makes more sense to me. You know, John and I basically brought nothing. Both of us, each of us had nothing, and we joined
and
our
you built
forces,
it together, right?
And we built it together.
Absolutely.
So there was no reason for us to have a prenup, but for I could see you, and I know, you know, you go in with the best of intentions and the hope that this is going to work out. But especially if you've had another marriage go south, like if it's your second marriage, I don't know why you wouldn't have a prenup.
I don't even know why really you have a second marriage, but you know.
Well, okay. Right, but people do, Vin.
Right. No, I understand. I'm just... Also, right now, real quick on the marriage subject, a lot of people who've had to postpone their weddings in the last year and realize they've lost money and whatever right. else through this process, the latest trend is elope.
Oh,
which is a good trend. It's a smart move. I like to hear that the general public is picking up that you don't have to make this thing. You can elope and then yep. just throw a party. And
throw
with
a party.
It not
exactly.
being attached to a wedding planner or a wedding venue, it's probably going to cost you half the price to throw the best party of your life.
Right. So. And you can do it wherever you want. You don't have to have mm-hmm. formal wear, and everybody doesn't have to buy their bridesmaid dress and all that stuff. Weddings are crazy expensive.
Yes. Yes, they are. I promised you some nerd news, so here's a couple quickies, and then I'll do your text. Our text number, 800-400-3697. You can text us whatever. Say hi.
Hello.
Say you love Friday.
I love Friday.
Say, you know, Vinny's your favorite. Whatever your thing
Vinny's
is.
Vinny's my favorite.
Whatever.
I'm going to carve his name in concrete.
Yeah, I hope that you will.
I got to try to remember to do that. I got a lot going on.
I know that you do. I know.
I think they can put mortar into the bottom of a cardboard box, and I'll carve, put your name in it, and then I'll, right? And then I could just rip the box away.
It's not quite the same as doing it in big block letters on the middle of your
I'm not doing it in the middle of my driveway, Vinny. That's not happening. It's
or just by like the side of the house, because we have it on the
it's
side.
It's too late, you guys. The concrete's in. It's. I get it. I made a mistake. I'll regret forever not putting Sarah Loves Vinny in my driveway for John to walk by every day.
You could have marked up your house when you sell it if you did that.
Why don't I just graffiti the side of my house with it? I'll
How
get
about
like
you
a really
this?
Good graffiti.
Just
graffiti
do
artist.
Me a favor. Remain flexible to the idea, and we'll talk about it throughout a little later on. You seem
okay,
a little
great.
Hostile at the moment, but it's early still. Maybe your coffee hasn't kicked in.
Oh my God, it's fully kicked in. You're just
the energy
at,
in the room
so
has
much.
Taken a strong negative turn that I'm not feeling positive about. Let's just try this conversation again next hour. Thank
All
you.
Right, great. Let's try again.
NASA sent a bunch of baby squid to the International Space Station. So unless they're having calamari, I assume there's some experiment.
Well, think about that, because they obviously have to be in water. I assume we're talking about live baby squid in salt water, right? So they're going to try to keep these things alive on the International Space Station. But water has no weight. I mean, nothing has any weight up in space. So is it just a ball of... It's so bizarre to think about that.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I thought, well, I don't know what you'd do with squid. I couldn't possibly. Other than have calamari.
Right.
Or it's some kind of weird sex toy. I don't know. Can that be used for that? I don't know. I don't know what squids do.
I wonder if it's... Interesting. I'll be interested to hear what happens with the future calamari. Nope, they died. Cut them up.
Yeah, I can see them being more likely to say, that looks delicious compared to the powdered bleh, that we've been living on for 6 months.
Break out the zero-G deep fryer. There's so many problems with getting calamari going.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. We always love to hear from you, so, you know, honestly. Say hey, why don't you?
Hey. Hey.
Vin, today is my 1 year sober birthday.
Oh.
Took my last drink on 6/3/2020. And sobriety is the best gift I've ever given myself. Congratulations. I'm really
Congrats.
Proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself.
Here's your 1 year chip.
And as you gather time, I think what you'll realize is it's just one day. Just don't drink today. That's all that matters. Time will pile up behind you, and later you can look back and go, look at all that time. But it's just today. 650 says, happy Friday, party people.
Oh, thank you. You too.
A bit of cultural insensitivity on Indian wedding. Certainly different than American.
Oh, yes. Very different. We entered the story and exited the story saying that. I don't understand. Did we get that one wrong, too?
No.
Is it just another flub from the Sarah and Vinny show?
No, I don't think so. I couldn't have been more careful, and I tried very... I tried to say.
I read that story yesterday because it was everywhere, and I think it's... No matter the culture, it's still... Even for the Western culture, it's just a little weird to
it's
have.
It's shocking.
Yeah, to have a funeral and a wedding. It's like that one movie, four weddings and a funeral.
You know they didn't happen all on the same day, right?
No, but I'm just saying, it's kind of like...
It seems spectacularly insensitive to the people who've just lost a daughter to me.
Yes, yeah.
But again, as we said earlier... It's because it's so different from the culture that we are used
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
415 says, what about Psycho Donuts? The first live secret show happened at Psycho Donuts in Campbell?
Yes. I'm going to
go
Campbell.
As I mentioned yesterday, that area, Mountain View, Cupertino,
Sunnydale,
Campbell, it's all, right. You never know when you've crossed over the border. It's just one big sprawl, but
it's a big place.
But yeah, Psycho Donuts. It was the first secret show, and it was so cool.
Psycho Donuts, reach out to us. Are you giving? Would be happy to mention that you're giving away free donuts if you're doing that for National Donut Day.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Thor versus Shark Week.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.